It's live radio. Coming back in to Rosie on the House. Good morning. Thanks for tuning in. We have an open line if you'd like to jump in. 1-888-767-4348. We're here with Paul Lanoux of Lions Roofing talking about roof prep with monsoon season just around the corner. The Valley of the Sun will get about 9 to 11 inches of rain a year. We're going to get half of that in the next 60 days. Tucson, you're about in about the same position with just a little bit more rain, but you're going to get half your annual rainfall right here. We hope you're going to get half of a good rainfall in our monsoon season. You know, Paul, y'all have offices in Tucson and Phoenix. The monsoon manifests itself differently.
Yes, it does.
Depending where you are in Arizona.
Yes. In Tucson, amazingly, their rainfall is closer to about 11 and a half inches. But you're right. When they get the rain, it floods.
Theirs is a flooding event more often than not.
It is. They've recently experienced some high winds down there, though. They're getting a little bit more wind. It seems like the weather is changing a little bit.
And then in the Pima County area, Pinal County, Casa Grande, Eloy, Florence, that's a wind horizontal dirt blowing event.
Correct. We've been doing a lot of shingle replacements over there.
Yeah, already. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And in Phoenix, it's generally a rain event and a wind damage.
Correct.
Combination.
Correct.
A lot of trees blown over and stuff.
Correct.
You move farther north and it's just about all wind damage.
Yes, that's true.
And I think it's because the homes and the home builders by tradition are building homes above the rim to be a little bit more moisture resistant.
Correct.
So they can take the rain and do it a little bit more successfully than a lot of the builders that have done in Phoenix and Tucson. You know, we get a lot of builders that blow in here from the Midwest and say it never rains here, and that's the way they build their house.
Correct. Never get a lot of weather here. You know, they build everything out of stucco. And 2x4, 2x6, so you get a lot of moistures coming in through the stucco, clear story windows.
Nothing waterproof about stucco.
Nope.
Nothing at all. We were talking flat roofs and foam preparation, foam resurfacing, curing. How long could a foam roof properly maintained last?
Boy, Rosie, there's some foam roofs out there that are 35, 40 years old, and they're still going strong.
I mean, foam in itself has a half-life of probably a couple hundred years.
Correct.
As long as you keep it covered and protected with the elastomeric coating, your roof's going to go for a long time.
Correct. And if it's done properly, it's recoated every 5 to 7 years is all you need.
Okay.
You were talking the weight of the product, and I know in asphalt you can put on only two layers and then the weight gets too much and you've got to strip it off, put your new underlayment, and put it on a new asphalt roof. Could you possibly overweight your roof with elastomeric? I mean, could you get that heavy enough?
No, not at all.
I could. in my world, if a little bit is kind of good, then a whole lot is a lot better.
It actually doesn't work that way.
Too much elastomeric actually creates a mapping, cracking, checking.
Correct.
Problem.
Correct.
Okay. So that's foam roofs. Let's talk about what else someone could see if they climbed up on top of the ladder and they have what we generically call a flat roof. Hopefully it's not flat. Hopefully it has a quarter inch to a foot drop at the very minimum. So it does have some slope. And we've talked about scuppers and making sure your debris and landscaping off fall from the trees are not blocking those scuppers and whatnot. Because typically what will happen, and spot check me on this, Paul, but a scupper, now that we finally figured out how to put them in right over the 20, 30 years, 40 years we've been putting them in, you do a full collar on the backside of the parapet that aprons out onto the roof deck.
Correct.
You use a full cone that takes you all the way out past the projection, put a little drip lip on it, so that entire scupper is a metal transition zone.
Okay? Correct. It's a one piece.
And a lot of times we see leaks in those parapet walls from the cracks in the stucco, and everybody immediately assumes it's a roof problem.
Correct.
Those cracks take a lot of water.
They do more than you could imagine.
Yeah, you could. Okay, so that's foam. Let's go to that flat built up. You look up there and you see layers of black tar, you know, and maybe every 26, 28, 30 inches, there's a seam. There is one type. It's the 90-pound built up that we put on all through the 40s and 50s and 60s.
Right. And it's usually a roll is about 3 foot length, and you're right. They cut them between 9 and 12 feet long. Sometimes people will coat those. Sometimes if it's a smooth, they'll have an aluminum coating on it. But a lot of people will coat their built-up roofs with an elastomeric coating also.
Okay. And those built-up roofs, I mean, properly maintained, that's a good 20-year roof, isn't it?
Depending on the pitch of the roof, if it drains well, it you might be able to get at least 20 years out of it.
Okay, and I want to go back to foam roofs because we missed one thing. I've been up on a lot of foam roofs, and you look at the surface, and it looks like the surface of scrambled eggs. I always tell people it shouldn't look like scrambled. It should look like about the surface of a basketball.
Correct. Orange peel finish is what you want.
All that scrambled egg rough finish is a inexperienced guy on the nozzle.
Correct. Or it might have been on a windy day that they shouldn't have been spraying.
Okay. All right. But that's a dilemma because it traps dirt, traps moisture, and it actually ages your roof much faster.
Correct. You still have a good system. It's just not a very pretty roof, but those especially need to be made sure they're maintained with the proper coating.
All right. Paul Lyons of Lyons Roofing here in studio talking about roofing prep. We actually have Roger in Phoenix has a question about foam roofing, and we're going to get to Alice and we're going to get to Dan, I promise. Right after this station break, we'll get to the phones, answer some questions, and get back and talk pitched roofing, which is the next topic on our list here today. Y'all hang on. We'll get to the call right after this.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.